So we're going to do, we'll call it a five-part series. We'll see how many shiurim it takes. So we're going to do Amir L'Nachri, the prohibition against asking a non-Jew to do melacha on Shabbos. I'm just going to use that term a little loosely, as we'll see in a second. So the prohibition is mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is worded in kind of a funny way. Nachri shabal lichbos ein omrim lo kabei v'al tichbe. Now what this means is you can't tell, there's a fire, you can't tell the Nachri kabei, and you don't have to tell him al tichbe. Okay, that's how to read it. Meaning, he's allowed to put out the fire, you don't have to stop him from putting out the fire, but you can't tell him to put out the fire. Meaning you're not responsible for what he does, as opposed to the katan, meaning the mishnah is contrasting the non-Jew with the katan. You have a child who, which I guess we'll leave for a different discussion. The child you're responsible for, so the child you can't let him put out the fire, but the non-Jew you're allowed to let him put out the fire, but that's because he's doing it on his own. Okay, that will also probably discuss in the later shiur, but you can't tell him to actively put out the fire. Okay? And Rashi there says, Amir L'Nachri Shvus, that there's a prohibition against Amir L'Nachri. And that's stated explicitly here in source number 2. Amir L'Nachri Shvus. Okay, now Rashi gives us in two different places, two different reasons for the prohibition against Amir L'Nachri. Umash Aser, this is in source 3. There's a pasuk in Navi that we are not allowed to talk about certain things on Shabbos. So dibur aser, meaning you're not allowed to talk about business-related things, and you're not allowed to talk about doing malacha on Shabbos. So you can't talk about things that relate to how to construct things on Shabbos and how to, how to perform certain malacha-related activities. That's prohibited on Shabbos. And the only way to tell a goy to put out a fire on Shabbos is to say, put out the fire, which involves telling him to do a malacha. Okay? So that's how Rashi explains the prohibition of Amir L'Nachri. That's Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Rashi in Shabbos says, "Varehu shlucho lisa ena b'Shabbos." So Rashi uses the word shaliach, that if you ask a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbos, so the non-Jew is acting as your shaliach to do it for you. Now, normally there's a concept of ein shlichus l'nachri, that you can't, let's say, have a non-Jew act as a shaliach for a get. You can't have Nachri act as a shlichus for anything that requires a shaliach. So why is it there's shlichus here? So the answer probably is that's why it's only drabanon. Meaning that on a d'oraisa level, you ask a non-Jew to perform malacha for you. So yeah, there's no shlichus, and therefore it's not as if you did it yourself, but the rabbi said that they attached some significance to what the non-Jew was doing on your behalf. Now, there is a concept of Amir L'Nachri that extends beyond Shabbos. So there is a concept of Amir L'Nachri that extends to other prohibitions. So let's say, for example, there's a prohibition against chopping down a fruit tree. So you can't ask a non-Jew to chop down your fruit tree for you, or cutting off your payas, or the many prohibitions that would be easier if you can have somebody else do for you. So there is a prohibition of Amir L'Nachri. Clearly, it's not going to violate V'daber Dover, because V'daber Dover only applies on Shabbos. So those, you have to say, either Stam, or it's because of a shlichus, so to say. Now the Rambam writes, Asr lama lanachri lasa aslana malacha b'shabbos, afa pishena mitzuvah ala shabbos, right? The guy doesn't have to keep Shabbos, obviously. And we mentioned a long time ago, I think it was one of our first shiurim, we discussed the prohibition of a non-Jew keeping Shabbos. V'afa pishena lo mikodem ha-shabbos. And it's asr even to ask a non-Jew before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, which we'll get to in a second. V'afa pishena tzarech lo sa malacha elach ha-shabbos, even though you don't need the malacha, meaning you can't ask a non-Jew before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, and you can't ask a non-Jew to do something on Shabbos for after Shabbos. V'davar zeh asr midivrei sofrim. Why? Kedei shelo tiyeh Shabbos kala beineihem v'yavo lasos ba'atzmam. Because if you do that, then Shabbos is going to be treated lightly, and you're going to end up doing it yourself. Okay, different than Rashi's reasons. A third reason that you're going to treat the whole prohibition lightly. Now that reason could also apply to the other prohibitions as well. You start asking a non-Jew to do any sort of iser, you're going to start treating it lightly and do it yourself. So the Rambam is a third is in the third camp. Okay, the Mechaber quotes this idea about before Shabbos going into Shabbos or the other way around. In terms of after Shabbos, he says mutar lo marlo achar Shabbos lama lo asisa davar ploni b'Shabbos she'avar afal b'shemim mitzvah asher sonos she'yaseh senah b'Shabbos haba. You're allowed to tell him after Shabbos, as, you know, like you have a regular worker. Let's say, and you said, hey, you know, like, why didn't you turn on the lights for me? I was sitting in the dark the whole, the whole Shabbos Shudas, even though he'll understand next time to turn it on. We'll get to the Isser. There's going to be a problem of Hana. That's a different issue. But let's say, you know, you could say, like, how come you didn't unplug my hot plate? You saw, like, I didn't need it anymore. Something like that might be okay. So that's different. That's after Shabbos for the next Shabbos. But to say explicitly before Shabbos, I want you to do this on Shabbos, that's a problem. Okay, so Stipler has the following analysis, which is not only a nice way of kind of framing the whole Isser of Amir Nachru, but it's practical as well. And I'll explain why if we have time. If not, we'll deal with it more next week. So Stipler says the following, that the two reasons in Rashi, let's put the Rambam aside for a minute. The two reasons in Rashi are both necessary and true. He says, Hanira, Tzachal Mechol Das Rashi, Dem is Ika Trey Tami Lesser Amil Anachri. Aecha Midin Amil Anachri Shvus, Vabeiz Midin Mimtzal Chavtzacha. You need both. Vetavayu Tzrichi. Di Mishum Mimtzal Chavtzacha. If it was only Mishum Mimtzal Chavtzacha, lo haya Aser Ela B'Shabbos. It's only Aser on Shabbos. Meaning, you're allowed to talk about whatever you want before Shabbos. So you can tell the non-Jew before Shabbos, you could talk about Malacha all you want. So you could say, go and do, I need you to turn on my lights, I need you to do X, Y, and Z before Shabbos, it's not a problem. There's no Isser of Mimtzal Chavtzacha. Avalomar lenochem erev Shabbos, yeshem Shabbos, ein kan klau mitzav Mimtzal Chavtzacha, di berosar, shereinu medav erev Shabbos, al b'chol. Aval asr midin amir lenochem yishush, misham glav di rabbanon kishlucho. But if you tell somebody before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, he's still your shaliach, meaning when does the shlichus take place? It takes place on Shabbos itself. So if you ask him on Friday to turn on your lights on Shabbos, so when does the shlichus take place? It takes place on Shabbos. Right? So that's why you need that reason. But the opposite is also true. Meaning, kishu efcha she Yisrael melanachri b'Shabbos she yaseh b'chol hasam adrav midin amir lenachri she mibnei kishlucho leka klal. Meaning, if you ask him on Shabbos, I need you on Motzi Shabbos to come, you know, build me whatever, so that it's not going to be a problem of shlucho because the shlichus is being fulfilled on Motzi Shabbos. So there's no isra malacha on Motzi Shabbos. But the fact that you're talking about it on Shabbos is an Isser of Mimtzal Chavtzacha. So he says both are necessary. Okay. So now, There's a heter that the Rama brings up. I'm sorry, I don't have it in the sources. The Rama has a heter of remiza. So remiza has two conditions. One is that you can't mention the malacha. It has to be... you can't mention the malacha. Why can't you mention the malacha? Because mitzvah chavtzacha, right? And it has to be shalob derech tzivoy. So what's shalob derech tzivoy? Because if you tell him, so Mishnah Berurah says like this, you can't even tell the fellow, let's say you have a worker who's working for you. So what's a remiza that's no good? You can't tell him, go blow your nose. Why? Even though, what does go blow your nose mean? It means it's really cold in here and your nose is running and I need you to turn on the heat. So why is that a problem? Because you just gave him a tzivoy to turn on the heat. What did you tell him? You gave him a tzivoy because now when he goes to turn on the heat, he did it because you just gave him a tzivoy. So why is he doing it? He's doing it machmas your shlichus because you just told him to do something. But if you tell him shelo b'derech tzivoy, so then he's not your shaliach. You just said, hey, it's cold in here. So then he's not your shaliach, and you didn't mention a malacha. So that's why you have to have both of those conditions. It has to be without mentioning the malacha, because that covers mimtoch chavtzcha, and it has to be shalob derech tzivoy, because you can't engage him in a, you know, certainly if he works for you, it has to be kind of clear that it's not an employer-employee type of engagement where you're asking him to do it. We're not talking about, you know, let's say if it's a, I guess that will be one of the shiur, and we'll talk about when it's tzorchei tzibur and sure. And the heter of the balaitur and all that, because that's a different, if he's working for the shul. But, a lot of these Amir Lanachi questions in older times, people had a lot of help in the house, and these were private issues. People, there were agricultural issues, all these types of questions. And the shul, it's a different situation.
What about the fact if you ask him, if you say that more than one time, so it becomes a siman heker? Because if you're saying once, it's cold here, okay, the first time we get it, then he's not your worker, but he hears it again and again, it's like, that's so. Right, I have to go now and turn
right, around. Right, but I'm saying, okay. Look, there could be language, sometimes certain words develop into languages that you say X and it means Y. But Kolzman, that the language itself is not a derech tzivui and it's remiza, you've kind of cleared your way in terms of that. There is another prohibition against benefiting from the malacha. So all these things are going to be problematic unless, let's say, he's turning something off, then you're not benefiting from anything. When he's turning something on anyway, you can't benefit from it. So that we'll deal with in a different... we said it's a five-part shiur. I have a feeling it's going to be more than five parts. But we'll deal with the issur of benefit as well. But the framework that we're working with here is that there's mitzvah chavtzacha, that you're not allowed to mention malacha, and that's one aspect of it. And the second piece of it is that you can't engage him as your shaliach. If you engage him as your shaliach, so that's a separate prohibition.